Parish councils and KSAC receive over $150 million on the Jeep 4 and Parliament to host International Conference on Legislative Oversight. These stories and more in this edition of House Matters. Thanks for joining us. A total of $159.8 million was allocated to parish councils and the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KSAC, to carry out various infrastructure works on the Phase 4 of the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP. Minister of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Omar Davies, told the House of Representatives on Tuesday that most of the projects have either been completed or are nearing completion. Dr. Davies was responding to questions regarding the allocation of funds to parish councils and the KSAC under the Major Infrastructure Development Program, MIDP, and JEEP. He says the allocation was determined by using the existing model established for the division of resources from the Parish Development Fund. The local authorities were advised of the amounts available to them and were invited to submit proposals for use of allocated funds.
The parish councils and the KSAC then submitted proposals to the JEEP Secretariat together with a suggested contractor. The JEEP Secretariat notified the National Works Agency of the projects which had been submitted by the parish councils and the KSAC, along with the budgetary allocations.
Dr. Davies says that the National Works Agency, the NWA, conducted their investigations and prepared the bills of quantities for each project, after which the signed contract along with the bills of quantities were sent to the JEEP Secretariat.
The projects were then implemented. The NWA supervised the work and the JEEP Secretariat conducted joint inspections with the NWA and the contractors. The payment certificates were sent to the JEEP Secretariat for review and approval.
And Dr. Davies informs that during the financial year 2014-2015, a total of $1.2 billion was allocated to members of parliament on the JEEP phases 3 and 4, with each member of parliament receiving $10 million for each phase.
All the projects on a JEEP 3 have been completed, while the works on a JEEP 4 are close to completion.
Proposed amendments to the Copyright Act will significantly improve the legal protection for creators of intellectual property. That's the word from Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton as he opened the debate on the Copyright Amendment Act 2015 in the House of Representatives Tuesday.
What is being proposed will ensure that the framework in which copyright will now function will be greatly improved, that the owners of copyright will be protected through the various means as articulated, and I think it heralds a new day for copyright and intellectual property in Jamaica.
Minister Hilton says an appropriate and effective intellectual property legislative framework is especially important to the development of the creative industries, which is a central pillar of Jamaica's economic growth agenda. Among the proposed changes is the extension of any copyright content belonging to corporations from 50 to 95 years since the end of the calendar year in which it was published. Also, the related rights under copyright vested in works like sound recording and performances will also gain extension of protection from 50 to 95 years since the end of the calendar year in which they were released. Debate is expected to continue on the Copyright Amendment Act 2015 during the next sitting of the House. And the Houses of Parliament will next week host an international conference aimed at strengthening the capacity of parliaments to carry out their oversight of public expenditure. The conference will be held from June 2 to 4 at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel and is being hosted in collaboration with the United Nations Development Programme, Parlamericas, and the Inter-American Development Bank. Participants will include parliamentarians, experts on legislative oversight issues, supreme audit institutions, and professional accountancy bodies from Jamaica and overseas. At the end of the conference, participants are expected to affirm the Declaration for Strengthening Parliamentary Oversight, Audit Institutions, and Audit and Accounting Standards. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.